Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals.
Just like animals, Wendy.
I'm very excited that noted pet expert Steve Dale is in the studio with us. And Steve, I am completely embarrassed that I forgot about the book you wrote, you were part of, Decoding Your Dog. You asked if I had a copy. I did not.
Well, I'm embarrassed that you don't. So now you do. And I've got to take it back from you, though, because I really want to autograph it and write something special because you are a special person.
Could you hand me a Kleenex, Steve, right, just right in that box right there?
I have puppy who I'm taking. My sister is
a
dog trainer.
She is a special person.
And she,
I'm sorry.
Stop it. I don't like when people are
Continue.
Nice to me. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Continue. You've got a puppy.
Yes.
Who we've all seen on Facebook.
Yes, Kona. He's awesome. He bites a lot. And my sister is a retired attorney who now trains dogs, and I'm taking her puppy class and learning so much. This dog is very trainable.
Of course.
Tiki
yeah.
was not food-driven, so it was very hard to train him.
Yeah, it's tougher.
But Decoding Your Dog, I have so many questions, like how long do you keep him in the crate? Why does he keep peeing on my rug? Will executive green carpet cleaning come out again?
All of those except the last one will be answered in that book. And it's really the veterinary behaviorist came to me and said, you know what? You have platform, Steve. You're on the radio. You also write books. You do all these things. But we kind of don't. We're scientists. How do we get word out about the right way to do things? And I said, it's kind of like put on a show. I said, write a book. And they did. And I am so proud to have been a small part of that book. It was my idea, but I also put it together as editor. But boy, oh boy, the people who were really involved in the book, the scientists, they're brilliant. And it was an honor to work with them.
Will they turn this into a movie, Steve?
Yes.
They will?
Yes. And in fact, your sister, Wendy, will be the star trainer.
All right, she'll
yes,
do it.
Yes, yes. Bill, you will be a dog owner who makes the most mistakes ever with their dog.
That's a good role.
Yes. Yes, I'm in it, too. I'm the guy who steps in it.
Yeah.
Which is usually
that's what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
That can be taken many ways.
That's the ending. We just gave it away.
Yep.
Sorry. Right. Spoiler.
All right. Decoding Your Dog. The ultimate experts explain common dog behaviors and reveal how to prevent or change unwanted ones. Where can people find this book?
Oh, anywhere books are sold, which is pretty much Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, whatever.com. But wherever books are sold.
Really appreciate it.
I've seen it at airports, actually. And when it first came out, and I saw it at a couple of airports, I would take a selfie with it.
Oh,
that's
you did?
Mine at the airport.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's getting to be warmer weather, and already I have stopped for a quick little jaunt into a Marshall's and a TJ Maxx, and already I've seen a dog in a car.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
You know, yeah.
If you're going shopping, because I'm telling you, at one of these places, I always say I'm going to run in for 15 minutes. It's easy, and it's always an hour.
So the good news is that, let me start with the bad news first. Dogs still die in hot cars. And despite the public education that I've done and multiplied it by all the people who have done that, and all the organizations like the ASPCA and others who have done public education about this, I did a video. And you could type in my name on YouTube and find the video where I sat on the roof down the street of the Anti-Cruelty Society in a car with my wife's fake fur coat. Just sweating like a pig, you know? And because we had the window open a crack.
This
it was about
like Walter Jacobson pretending he was homeless,
yeah, right.
Isn't it?
I should have done it with Walter Jacobson.
Very similar.
That would have been better. And it was not even 80 degrees or about that nice cool breeze off the lake. And the thermometer gauge that we had in the car actually would go no higher than 120.
Uh-huh.
It only took, I don't remember, but about 15 minutes to get that high.
And it wasn't a really super hot
day? It was not. And in addition to that, the GoPro camera, you know, so we used a couple different cameras and we used the GoPro. It broke.
Because it was so hot.
Oh,
right.
It wouldn't work anymore. So it gets hotter than we think, and dogs don't deal with heat as efficiently as people do. It turns out perspiring is really an efficient way to cool yourself off or for your body to cool off. Dogs pant. It's not as efficient. For the most part, they do not sweat at all.
Uh-huh.
So they cannot cool themselves off, and they don't have thumbs to open the door.
Right.
So when the chute became just too much for me, I said, stop, to the crew, and I just left the car. Dogs don't have that option, of course. And according to the ASPCA, over 1,000 dogs die annually being left in hot cars.
Still? I mean,
now,
I'm sorry. We know this.
I know. So several states, and now Illinois is on its way to doing the same thing, have said, this is ridiculous. This must stop. And now in Illinois, if this goes through the Senate, it went through the House yesterday. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Mark Ayers of the Humane Society of the United States and so many others, including some Chicago aldermen. I mean, the list, I shouldn't have started because the list is really too long of folks who made this happen. And here's what happens now. You have to call the law enforcement first or animal control or both. But if they can't come out, if they don't come out, and you feel that dog is in extreme distress, you are not held liable to do what you need to do, which
including
I would do.
Including break the window?
Yes. Yes.
So if you see a dog, this is, I guess, all year round, but
if
especially
it passes,
in the summer.
If it passes
if
the
it
Senate.
Passes,
and it will.
You will have free rein if you see an animal trapped in a car to break a window to get the dog out, and you'll not be held responsible for the damages.
If you can determine that that dog is in extreme distress, and you have to call law enforcement first, which is the right thing to do anyway. Mm-hmm. But if they don't come out, you know, Chicago police aren't always as responsive. And
like,
in
how long of a time do you get
There's no time limit. You know, there's no... So if that dog seems to be in dire straits and looks like, you know, it's going to die, then you have the right to do it.
My sister, again, an animal lover, had these little stickers years ago. This was so many years ago, and it's like, please don't leave your dog in a car. It was like a nice way of doing it, but if you're too nice, no one's going to listen to you.
Well, you know what? So the...
Would she put that on everybody's car, or only if she saw a dog?
Obviously,
in the car?
If she just saw a dog in there, she would put, you know, a little something like, you know, dog's temperature can raise up to whatever.
Oh, she
in
would
five
actually
minutes.
Put it on. Good for her.
It was, she didn't stick it on the bumper like Tommy Bartlett's water show, but she would put it under the windshield. Oh. So when they get in their car, they'd look at it and go, "Oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't leave my dog in there." But I'm telling you, there are people that know this and still do it, and it drives me nuts.
Well, you know. We've done so much public education for so long.
People know.
And at some point in time, if you don't know, you should. If you don't know, then maybe you shouldn't have a dog. And at what point do we say public education just isn't doing the trick? We need to save lives.
Well said, noted pet expert Steve Dale. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then more talk with Steve. We're at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to join in. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Everybody loves their dog.
Everybody. Noted pet expert Steve Dale's here, Wendy.
I just learned something and I feel stupid as a pet parent.
Oh, come on.
Dakota bites us all the time and we say no biting. And he's honestly starting to learn because a second later he'll lick you and then we praise him.
Yeah, perfect.
That's how you
and
do
Kona's
it.
And Kona's a puppy.
I know, but I didn't realize. You said they're teething. I'm like, yeah, I know. But I didn't realize when babies teeth, it hurts.
Yeah.
So I should put whiskey in his mouth like we did with the babies?
You might get someone knocking at your door like the ASPCA, but no, that's not what I said.
I didn't think, no, a cold Kong toy. But
or another toy, sure.
Yeah, I didn't think about the pain of baby teething.
Yeah.
It does. It's well, reality. I don't remember it. Do you remember? Because he remembers back when
remember
he was
everything.
In the womb.
Yep. It's so small, Steve.
That must. What was that like?
A waterbed, right?
Damp. Very damp. Steve, a lot of times you come in and you tell us about an event for the pet lovers.
Sometimes I do.
What do you
sometimes
have?
Oh,
two things.
What do you
two
got?
Things.
Two of them, Steve?
Two, not one, but two.
This is great.
For the price of one.
What are they?
One is Spotlight Humane. That's at the South Suburban Humane Society. You know what? The South Suburbs, you'll like me saying this, I think, Wendy, but it's true. South Suburbs. So a shelter does something, anything on the north side. Hooray! And rightly so. Mm-hmm. But if they do the same thing on the south side, it's like nobody knows. Notices. Hmm. And I'm tired of that. And South
Good
Suburban Humane is amazing, the work that they do, and it's more important than ever for a variety of reasons. However, they have their big event coming up this Saturday night. It's called Spotlight Something.
Spotlight Something.
Spotlight
what
something.
Happens at Spotlight Something?
Well, there's going to be a doggy fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
You love those.
Spotlight Gala.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you love those, right?
Yeah.
I know
that's
that.
A good time.
So, you say gala.
Yes, I'm sorry gala. About that. So at the Spotlight Gala, there will be all kinds of things happening, including me moderating this pet fashion show, and I'm receiving some sort of an award, I guess, for talking about dog flu. Actually, it's the second award I've received for an infectious disease.
Oh, congratulations, Steve.
I bet I'm the only guest on your show ever.
I think you are.
Who has said that.
I'm pretty sure you are on that.
Yeah.
Wow. All
so
right.
So that is this Saturday. Details
Spotlight
on
something.
My website, which is stevedale.tv.
All right.
And that's tickets exciting. Tickets are only $75 a person, but it includes dinner, of course, and fun, and you're really helping the shelter. The event is at 500 Holiday Plaza in Mattsville at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, look what he did.
I know. Thank
See
you.
See why he's a noted
That's
expert?
Why. That yeah. gets you in. All right, what yeah. else, Steve? You said you had two.
Uh-huh. The second, Bill is going to love this.
What is that?
He wants my job as the moderator for this thing.
What?
The Cat Film Festival. Doesn't that sound so the second
Wait,
most what?
Explain a little bit of what that
oh,
means.
Oh, you're going to love this.
The Cat Film Festival.
Uh-huh. So what is the second most interesting thing or popular thing to see online?
The second most?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the most.
Oh, okay.
So the second most are cat videos.
Yeah, cat videos.
You
right.
knew that. Yeah.
Cats are fun to watch because you've said it yourself, they'll just be walking and all of a sudden they just spaz
they
out and
away.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now all of this is on film and you can see all these spazzed out cats and much more. Some are really inspirational stories about cats.
Yeah.
Some are cute. Some are 15-minute films. Some are 4-minute. You know, that's it. It's
How
like
many
a YouTube
are they
video.
Showing?
I don't know exactly how many, about 12 or 13, something like that.
You really?
Know? Yeah, it's 2 hours worth. And you get to see cat video after cat video, but award-winning cat videos. The first part of the program is nobody owns a cat.
Yeah.
Pretty dramatic.
I agree with that.
Uh-huh. And the second is cats are little works of art.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with that.
You really?
So this is exactly, Steve, what I imagine hell to be like. And when I close my eyes and I think about hell, this is what goes on. They show an episode of Windy City Live, then Kevin Hart comes out, he does 20 minutes, and then they show cat videos for a long time.
What about Toonses? Would you like Toonses?
No.
So this
and
is,
Eric Ferguson narrates the whole
so,
thing.
That's, oh, my God, what, that is your hell.
That's what hell will be like.
So you can go to at the Patio Theater,
yeah.
6008 West Irving Park Road. It starts Saturday at noon, and it gets better.
It's going to be crowded, I'm telling you.
It couldn't get better.
It does get better. How? Because that's Saturday. Sunday.
Dog Day?
Is the Dog Film Festival.
Oh.
That I might go see.
Yeah.
Really?
I love watching dog videos.
Oh, man.
More than cats.
Yeah, so it's $10 is it. You
they
know?
Pay you $10 to sit
no,
through this?
No, you have to pay. And part of the proceeds for the cat. So the Dog Film Festival, part of the proceeds go to One Dale at a Time. One Dale?
Yeah,
one
tail
at a Time.
Boy, that's tooting your own horn, I'll tell you.
One Tale at a Time. That's Sunday. And on Saturday, a part of the proceeds go to the Wynn Feline Foundation that funds cat health studies.
You do a lot of work with that.
I do.
Place.
So I will be there Saturday to introduce the entire event. And if for some reason,
yes.
I doubt this will happen.
Yes.
But if for some reason I can't make it.
Yes.
Bill Leff
I'd
will be
happy
there.
To. Yes. I've never hoped more that an asteroid collides with Earth more than right now.
I have a great title for your next book.
Oh, yeah.
Chasing Your Dale.
That's a great one, Wendy. Nicely done.
If you can come up with a better one than that. Actually, I just signed on to do
another book.
An ebook. Yeah. And
awesome.
I'm looking for a title. So
Wendy just provided one, Steve. Think about it
he
before you say
no. He
thinks
he can do better.
Think
yeah.
about it before you say no. We only have a minute and 4 seconds.
Oh, no.
What about De-Stress Your Pet Month? This is the question I've been burning to ask.
I know. What is it? So sometimes our pets feel more stressful than we think. We don't even know it. So a dog that barks at the window all the time could be just having a good time, could be thinking, oh, I'm a watchdog. I scare people away because the people keep going down the street.
Maybe
so the
it's
dog
because
thinks,
they know there's pet film festivals in the area and
yes!
they've not been invited.
That would be upsetting. But sometimes dogs are upset about that or just stressed out. And they bark and bark and bark. So sometimes people aren't even aware of that. So there are things we can do to minimize the stress and anxiety in pets. And that's what this month is all about. That's the only thing this month is all about. You can learn more on my website. That's stevedale.tv.
Thank you so much for that book. The title of it again, because you took it back to autograph it, because I'm a special person.
Mm-hmm.
Decoding Your Dog. You can find it on Amazon or wherever your favorite books are sold. You had a big part in this book, and it's going to be really helpful for me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Always good to be here with
thank
you guys.
Thank you, Steve. It's
thank
noted
you.
Pet expert Steve Dale.
Watch your step.
Watch your step, he says. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.